You've been his grandkid, great grandkid.
Uh-huh. I know, it's so strange, isn't it?
Yeah. I never thought about meeting anybody that way.
Uh-huh. Let me see, I was going to ask you. Oh, what's that? Is that a... right there, that thing you keep coal in. Is that...
That's coal bucket on that side.
Did you ever call it anything else?
Huh?
Coal skull.
Skull or coal hod or anything? Mm-hmm. Oh, those are pretty. Oh, thank you. I love that. Oh, these are good. They're golden delicious, aren't they?
I don't know what they are. We just bought them.
They look like it, but I don't know what they are.
They said they weren't starched as golden delicious.
Oh, they're delicious.
Oh, they're yellow and delicious. Mm-hmm. I've had them until we got ripe.
They're good. Let me see. I was going to ask you.
Okay.
Give me another. So you better go home.
Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow. So
all right. You have some more.
Okay.
You can come back tomorrow if you want to. We'll finish it up.
Let me see. I was going to ask you. What did you, when you had the stove, was it connected to the chimney or anything like that? How is it connected? How did the smoke leave the room?
You mean here?
Uh-huh. When you had a stove, like in the kitchen, a wood stove?
Oh, we had a smoke flew in there.
Oh, I see. It just went up through the roof. It didn't connect to a chimney or anything?
No.
It just went up by itself?
Yeah.
And what was it? Was a stove pipe or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or a phone?
Well, the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
A flue. Mm-hmm. They call them flues.
I see.
Then we're on a stove.
And when you're on a farm, did you ever have anything that you just, you know, carted stuff around in, or something small?
Wheelbar.
Yeah. Or is that what you call it? Did you have any other names for it?
Got a wheelbar.
Mm-hmm. And when you were sharpening up, you know, you're sharpening up a scythe or something, like out in the field or something, and you had a rock that you carried around with it, what did you call that? Not one that was sitting on the ground that turned around and around, but ones you just carried with you.
What rock?
Uh-huh. Or,
is that what they call it?
Uh-huh. I was wondering, because there's, you know, some people call them rub stones and stuff.
Yeah.
And one that was just sitting down that you had to take your axe to or something. What did you call that?
I've got a grinder, electric grinder.
A grinder?
In the basement.
Uh-huh.
But before that, we had to wet them.
Uh-huh. Did you have a grindstone or something
that? Yeah, a grindstone. You had a grindstone, and then you had a wet rock you carry in your pocket to sharpen me.
I see. Uh-huh. And do y'all have, I don't know if you, I guess you have one. Have you, you know, when you, nowadays since you don't have horses anymore, you use some other stuff, you know, to get around town. You know, do you drive yourself?
A truck.
Oh, yeah, or do you have, you know, or something else?
Tractor.
Or a car with you? Yeah, do you keep a car around here or something?
I did way back yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Kept a car
a
long time.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to keep it, you know, keep it from getting drying up and everything? What did you use on it? To keep the car from, you know, they have to do all sorts of stuff under the hood and everything.
Gas?
And are you...
Okay.
See, I was going to ask you about... Well, when you have, you know, a pan of muffins, and you have to put butter in them, you know, to keep them sticking. What do you call that?
Call it greasing the pan.
Greasing the pan? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And
sprinkle a little flour into it.
Uh-huh, that helps.
Yeah, that helps. You know, that grease and the flour mix together and keeps the
muffins sticking.
In, uh-huh.
I see. I didn't know about it.